the weekend. And we went to a bar and loud music was playing and I thought, I can't hear you. And he laughed and he said, yeah, it's loud. And I lip read that and I said, no, I can't hear you. And he said, yeah, it's loud, isn't it? And it was like he couldn't hear me. And then the drinks menus came. And it was all like in a small, weird font. And the lights in the place were, well, they were blinding. And I said to him, I can't see the menu. And he said something. And I said, to repeat, I can't hear you. And then he just carried on talking and telling me this long anecdote. And what would you do? You know, I told him three times now, I couldn't hear him. So I then started having to pretend to listen to this anecdote, which was all about the problems he was having at work. And so I had to kind of really pretend and like act caring, and but he was throwing in jokes and I was only hearing one in every six words and guessing when was the right moment to go, oh, or laugh. You know, don't get it wrong. Oh, I'm being bullied at work. That's funny. And I'm like, this is one of my best mates. Why am I doing this? Why am I pretending with him? Well, I'm not pretending. I have told him three times. Why am I going through with this ridiculous charade? You know, and I was deaf. You know, I say, who am I, blinded by the light? No, I can't sleep until I feel your touch. Why was I going through with this charade? I guess it was easier than leaving, as we'd got a seat. You know, we got a seat in this busy bar. You know, it was easier than leaving. But the real reason, I guess, if I'm true to myself, is if I'd made a stand and said, no, listen, dude, I can't hear you, and dragged him out of there, I'd have been admitting once and for all, I'm old, and I can't cope with loud music and blinding lights. I'm old, and when I'm on a beach now, as I was this week, I crave for a chair. I used to look at people with their own chair on a beach and think, you loser, you old loser. Now, obviously, I look at them with jealousy. I see the light, and it isn't blinding. Obviously, the most comfortable thing to sit on anywhere is a chair. Especially on a fucking beach. All these years I've been laying on a shitty towel, trying to find a comfortable position, trying to prop things up to give me some kind of rest to prop my head on. It's a chair, it's a fucking chair I've been looking for. For years I've looked at these people who've used club cards, you know, these reward cards in shops, and thought, you loser. You utter loser. And now I think, yes, I do want to save money on the things I buy. Yes, obviously. Completely obviously. I see the lights and it's not blinding. And finally, do I want to sit in a club where the music is too loud to hear and the lights are blinding? No, I fucking don't. No, why would anyone want to do that? Finally, I've reached that time. And I've realised I'm not old. I'll never be old. What I am is wise. So fucking wise. I'm the wisest I've ever been. Is it wisest or most wise? Let's ask a wise person. Me? I'm the wisest. It's wisest, isn't it? Yes, it's wisest. Of course it's wisest. I'm the wisest I've ever been, and fuck, it feels so good. I use club cards, I sit on chairs, I look after my back. I don't care if I eat slightly rotten bananas, they're fine. I like jazz. Frank Sinatra is clearly the best singer. These young singers sing like absolute cunts. Yeah, I'm slightly abhorrent, I'm slightly racist. Teenagers, not my own, are little wankers. Get off my land, you little wankers. And the greatest of these wise skills. No loud music and no blinding lights. I'm a wise man. And I'm finally happy. Sitting on the beach and ready, finally ready for the sun to suck me in on a comfortable fucking chair. Wise.